Welcome to week 7 of our 40-week journey through the Bible here on Central Moments. Great, really great to be with all of you again today, whether it be morning or evening or whenever you're listening. I'm fascinated by how God sovereignly uses seasons in our lives to shape us. And we're going to be seeing this as we, this week, are introduced to one of the greatest leaders in the Old Testament, the life of Moses. Moses lived very distinct seasons of 40 years each. He died at 120, and this is what we're going to be looking at when we first meet him today. Now, Joseph had been the ruler in Egypt. He died, his family with him died in Egypt, and Jacob's 12 sons, including Joseph, all their descendants became, of course, the nation of Israel. So we fast forward many, many years beyond Joseph's life, and in verse 8 of Exodus chapter 1, then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. So in order to stop that population growth, of course, Pharaoh enslaves Egypt, and he starts killing Hebrew baby boys. And it's during this time that Moses, the deliverer, is born. It's sort of the Christmas story of the Old Testament. In verse 10 of Exodus 2, Moses is born and is through a remarkable set of events. Moses' mother is able to care for him where all the other little boys were being killed, and then turns him over to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. Now, each of these 40-year seasons in Moses' life have a name associated with them. And the first name is Moses' own name. This would speak of the first 40 years of his life. It's phonetically similar in Hebrew to be drawn out. And you know, this is God's calling on every one of our lives. We're drawn out of the stream of human history, drawn out to the purposes of God, to make a difference in our world and to build the kingdom of God. So Moses' name, Moses, is his destiny name. And he spends 40 years getting the best education in the world in Pharaoh's household and in one of the superpowers of the ancient world, Egypt. However, after 40 years, something goes wrong when he tries to help his enslaved people. And he ends up for another 40 years in the desert of Midian, becoming what the Egyptians despise, becoming a shepherd. And there he marries Zipporah. And verse 22 of Exodus 2 says, Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, I have become a foreigner in a foreign land. Mamas, don't name your son Gershom. What Moses does here is he downloads all of his culture shock and all of his midlife crisis on his son and names him, I don't belong here. That's the mark of this next 40 years as he lives out in the desert shepherding sheep. However, at 80 years old, God calls him to lead Israel out of Egyptian slavery, and it takes place. And after that exodus, after that freedom from slavery, Exodus 18, verse 3 says, one son was named Gershom, for Moses said, I become a foreigner in a foreign land. And then he has another son. He was named Eleazar, for he said, my father's God was my helper, for he saved me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Eleazar simply means in Hebrews, God has been my helper. These three 40-year seasons. I like how the scholar Bernard Ram puts it. He said, in Egypt, in those 40 years, Moses got his master's degree and his bachelor's degree in public education. In the 40 years in the desert of Midian, he got his master's degree in desert survival. And now at 80 years old comes the moment he was born for, where for another 40 years, he's going to shepherd God's people through the same wilderness that he shepherded sheep. I tell you, this is God. Every season has the imprint, the fingerprints of God's sovereignty on it. You can't make this happen in your five-year plans. But God, whether we like the seasons or not, we're in. God uses each one to shape us and prepare us for his purposes. And there's a strategy to every one of those seasons. So I don't know if you're resisting whatever season you're in right now, but I want to invite you to embrace what God is shaping and doing in your life as we pray. Father, thank you for your sovereignty over our lives. Thank you for the seasons, Lord, and If we're over 20 years old, we can probably already see the beginning of different seasons and experiences that you've sovereignly allowed to shape our lives. And we just give ourselves to you, and we say yes to your strategy for every season. Forgive us for resenting whatever season we may be in now, even though it's difficult. My God, I pray that even this season you will transform into your purposes in our lives. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.